Last season, Mike Manet was a guest on Angler & Hunter Radio. He had just shot a nice buck on his 90th birthday. I asked him what his most memorable hunting experience was. To this, he proceeded to tell me about a 28-point buck that he shot back in the 1970s. Hanging, it was 10 feet long, and he still has the massive drop tine rack at his camp. So today, on Angler & Hunter Radio, we're going to talk about just that, hunting Ontario's giants.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler & Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Mike Miller, host of Angler & Hunter TV, is in studio to talk about Ontario's giants. Mark Yorkovich, senior and junior, from Guide to Game, are on hand to discuss the benefits of guided hunts. And fishery biologist with the OFAH, Tom Brook, drops in to discuss the walleye fishery in Lake Scugog. You won't want to miss this on today's Angler & Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. There are giants in Ontario. I mean, white-tailed deer that score 199 7/8. Moose with 64.5-inch racks. And black bears that weigh over 750 pounds. That's right. How about wild turkey weighing over 30 pounds and 18-inch beards with 1 5/8-inch spurs? Joining me today from Angler and Hunter Television, Mike Miller. Mike, how are you doing?
Good. Can you see me now?
I can see you now.
Nice. Yeah.
Can everybody out there see us? So we're going to be talking about Ontario giants in terms of hunting. And we've seen, I mean, Mike Monet's 28-pointer or whatever. I mean, there's huge animals walking around in this province.
Yes, there is. I mean, animals that may never be seen by human beings.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe because you figure, well, how hard is it to find a 300-pound deer?
Right.
But they do make it hard to find themselves.
Yep. They, you know, you get a glimpse of them on a trail camera or see one cross the road or, you know, it doesn't matter how you see it, but once they disappear into the woods, it's like...
You don't see them again. And yet every year somebody's lucky enough to harvest one.
Yep.
And yet after the gun hunt, when we've got dogs running around and people are in the woods, and yet these things make it through every year. And it's not just deer. I mean, we've got trail cam pictures of this bear on our property, and I don't know if it's 500 pounds.
Sure.
But it's the size of a Volkswagen Beetle,
yeah,
as far as I'm concerned.
Monsters.
It's huge. You know, and it lives there.
Yep. And then that goes for, you know, if you go look for moose. A good example, I think, I mean, this is kind of off the topic a little bit, is how many times a year do you hear of sightings of cougars in Ontario?
Yeah, you get it sometimes.
Half a dozen,
eh? Yeah, yeah.
Five or six, and whether it's in Ear Falls, Ontario, or Cochrane, or people see these animals, you know, whether it's a mystical creature like the eastern cougar, or, like you said, somebody somehow, somewhere, gets a crack at them. And
yeah,
it's, you know, it's an amazing thing when it happens, but sometimes when you come back from a day of hunting or a day in the bush, or even sometimes if you're out fishing, you can see these animals.
Yes.
And you say, I saw a moose and it had to have a 70-inch spread, and people be like, you're out of your mind.
And you see them in the strangest places.
Yeah.
You really do. And I mean, my hunting has been restricted to just my areas in Ontario. Fortunately, in my Fishing Canada days, I got to travel all over.
Right.
And I got to see caribous and all that, but I was fishing at the time. But some of the stories that I do hear and some of the stuff that I do see, and think, and speaking of big things, something that I'd seen when I was a kid that I've just started to see again recently over the last couple of years is, I guess they call them Asian hares. We used to call them
jackrabbits.
Jackrabbits.
Yeah.
Man, up around my area, Dunsford area.
Right on, yeah.
These things, Mike, I'm telling you, the handle on the door, on your door, the door handle, their ears would touch that.
Yeah, they're massive creatures.
Yeah.
Who hunts for
those anymore?
Nobody.
That's probably why there's so many around.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things, right? I mean, I do see a lot of jacks in certain parts of the world, especially in, you know, sort of that south central Ontario farmland, you see jacks.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, you think, what is that, a wallaby?
I know.
What is that?
They're huge.
Yeah, it looks like a small deer running on two legs. Like, you see some strange things, but... how many people actually have access to like, I don't know anybody, I don't think, that could go out and say, yeah, I'm going to go out and try and, you know, harvest the next Boone and Crockett white-tailed deer.
No.
Right?
Well, and yet, but you know what? There's one in Ontario or more.
Sure. That's what I mean. They're
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got trail cam pictures of some in the middle of the night walking by the cabin.
Where did they go?
Where did they go? And I mean, they're just the size of a horse, these things. They're huge, but nobody ever sees them again. They just kind of drift off into the distance and you never see them. And when I first started here at the Federation some 6 years ago, I inherited this wild turkey registration.
Mm-hmm.
So you can register your turkeys. Well, since that time, some of the 31 pounds?
Really?
Like, that's huge.
I've never, I didn't even know a turkey's got that.
31 pounds, inch and a half spurs. Like, these are.
That's a big
one. I don't know if any of you out there have seen a 30-pound turkey.
No.
But, I mean, we've got some pictures here of some really big ones that come in.
More from Angler and Hunter TV host Mike Miller and Ontario Giants when we return with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat-bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my chat with Angler and Hunter television host Mike Miller on Ontario Giants.
So I think that that whole... the trail cam thing's kind of revealed to us what we've always imagined.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in some ways it's taken the whole mystique and the whole, you know, the kind of imagination away from it because you see these monsters.
But in on the same foot, you know, I'm a trail cam junkie.
Oh, me too.
You know,
can't get enough of it.
I think I put about, I don't know, I probably put about 20 trail cams out every year. And I've got to the point now with the wild game innovation cameras I have. They have an HD video option.
Yes.
And I'm shooting video on them now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you get some of these mystery sort of animals come through and you see, well, you know, what was that?
Yeah.
You know, elk, you know, yeah. In areas where there was never elk before. A moose, you know, black bear really close down into southern Ontario, you know, Port Perry area.
Yeah.
I think it's fueled me more to say, wow, I didn't, you know, who knew that that thing lived in the woods where I'm hunting?
Yeah.
So now it makes you want to spend more time there to the point where maybe it's become a bit of an Achilles heel. You know, you're afraid to not hunt there because you might get a crack at that giant
animal. Isn't that kind of interesting? Yeah. It's science kind of substantiating fantasy.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. And you're right. It gives us that window on things. So in one way, it does make it more exciting for us. And some of the stuff is just incredible. I mean, you're talking about what's Wild Game Innovations?
Yeah.
But I mean, doesn't that get you kind of ramped up and
ready? It does.
You want to go.
And then, you know, it goes back to, we talked about this in fishing. You know, I'm not a trophy hunter by any stretch, and I'm not really a trophy fisherman by any stretch. I just enjoy, you know, catching fish and going hunting. But, you know, if you get a picture of a possible record breaking animal on your property or where you're hunting, wow, it's going to really, you know, motivate you that much more to go. But on the other hand, is it that old adage, you know, by chance, by golly, you know, you could spend the rest of your life going after this so-called world record, and the guy down the road 5 miles hits it with his car, or something like that, and there it is. There's that elusive giant that everybody was talking about finally sees the light of day, and everybody gets to have a look at it.
And that happens.
Yeah. The accidental catches with a lot of these record fish we talked about in the past.
I don't think O'Brien's muskie was in any way he intended to catch muskies.
Not from the story that's told, no.
Yeah, he was out with his Rapala and caught this big giant fish.
Yep. Took him forever to get in because he was using walleye kind of tackle, or from what I understand. But that's what I mean. You know, some guy's going to go out there and shoot a 700 or 800 pound black bear.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he's not going to know that bear was even in the area.
Absolutely. And in my day growing up, that was unheard of. I mean, nowadays we've seen 600-pound bears in Ontario out of doors. I think just recently we've seen one that was shot not far from my property.
Right.
And I see the amount of moose sign. I mean, people don't hunt moose in my area. The amount of moose sign and the amount of available protein and habitat for a bear to grow big. I mean, let's face it. You and I didn't get this big eating berries, buddy.
maybe on top of our dessert.
Yeah, exactly. So there is those opportunities, and I think that's one of the things, one of the parts of hunting and angling too, looking for giants.
Some people are passionate about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? There's even a TV series now. It's got nothing to do with hunting, but there's a TV series around a couple of bricklayers from the States. And they tour all over looking for giant skeletons.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah, apparently there was some race of people back in the 1200s.
They were
12 feet tall or 10 feet tall or something like that. So they spend their life looking for these, the same as some people spend their lives looking for that trophy deer, that trophy bear. Yeah. Hey, I don't know. These rabbits are the size of a deer, for crying out loud.
I know.
So that would be a trophy for me, sure.
You're going to be the next world record jackrabbit.
Bunny Roadrunner Hour. Yeah, exactly. So we're all in pursuit of it, but we all enjoy it for what it is. Thanks for joining us today, Mike.
Yeah, anytime. And like I said, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. So I wouldn't suggest you all listening go out there and try and set the next record. Just go hunting and fishing and enjoy it and hope it happens.
Yeah, exact. Couldn't agree more. Have a good one.
We will return with Guide to Games Mark Yorkovich Sr. and Jr. after these messages.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You know, every task has a quick and efficient or a long and arduous method of completion. Take outfitters and guides, for instance. They devote their lives to understanding game behavior so they can provide you with a memorable outing.
So joining me today is Mark Yorkovich, Junior and Senior. And we're going to talk about guiding. They have a, what's it called? Guide to game.
Guide to game, yeah.
So they're actual guides. So this is a good opportunity for us to talk about guiding. I know when I was working at the OFAH here under the capacity of the Wild Turkey Coordinator, one of the most common phone calls I would get would be from graduates of the turkey program. Had nowhere to hunt. Where do I go? How do I get started at this? And recommending an outfitter was something that I would do a lot because it's a great way to gain knowledge quickly, to learn more about the animal, the biology, to have a better possibility of being successful. And it's really a good start because, you know, we can teach them all the hunter education and firearms, but that practical component of getting out into the field, it's kind of like when you take your, you know, Brent McNamee, forgive me for this, but it's like when you take your boater exam online and then you get your 30-foot boat and you put it in the water and you scratch your head and go, okay.
Where are my training
what
wheels?
Do I do? Yeah, so that's what a guide does with, you know, whether it be hunting or fishing or whatever. So in terms of guiding, what do you guide for and like in terms of game and what can somebody expect when they take one of your trips?
We generally guide for whitetail and turkeys. Mm-hmm. Most of the property we manage, that's the predominant species for hunting there. So we like to approach it as a learning experience more than anything. And we explain to our clients right from the get-go that there's no guarantee here.
Right.
You know, we try to make it as obviously as good an experience as possible. And the best thing we can do is to teach them more about the game, and so that down the road they're able to do it without.
So this is an extension of hunter education in firearms.
Always
this
how
is
we've
a practical
it.
Extension yeah. with your guiding. Yeah,
absolutely.
Interesting. So turkeys and deer.
Mm-hmm. And we had a very serious discussion about it when we started because, you know, there are two models. There's the guy that does all the work and makes it full-time in the off-season to set someone up for success and then charges a premium for all that work they do in the off-season.
Right.
Well, we've been managing our property for 20 years. We're going to be doing that work one way or the other. We never looked at it as a you know, pay for a trophy kind of thing. It was always about teaching people.
Okay.
You know? And so hence there being no guarantees. Whether you are successful or not, you're going to learn something and you're going to take something away from it. You know, and the hope is that after a couple of days guiding with us, you've got enough skills that you bridge that gap that you started off talking about where, I've graduated, I'm safety certified, I've got my PAL, but what next?
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? I know for a fact, and as casually as we can sit here and talk about the deer that we harvested last year or the turkey that we shot in the spring or whatever, there are a lot of people out there that are even, you know, postgraduate that have had their license for a long time that don't have yet to harvest a deer, mm-hmm. or don't have those skills. Mm-hmm. So this guide to game is a different approach. It's other than, like you say, where you kind of go out, everything's set up, and you harvest your animal.
Yeah.
Our mission statement from the beginning is basically the same model as Olfa. You know, the ethos is respect for the animal, conservation, and all of those things. And if you go at it with that from the beginning, you will be more successful.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
If you go just expecting to shoot something, then you're going to learn very quickly that hunting is the ultimate challenge.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And in keeping with that discussion we had previously about ethics, part of our teaching guide operation is that we ask you to show up and shoot your gun in advance. We need to see that you have the skills that you've put the practice in to make the shot.
Right.
You know, that's on us because it's an animal that's on a property that we manage, you know, and even though by extension you're the one that's responsible for that clean kill, we need to do everything in our power to make sure that your gun's sighted in and that you're practiced with it. So, you know.
And that's interesting because, you know, I've actually granted people permission to hunt on my property, and it's mainly come from some of my students. And I can remember in one instance where they wanted to go archery hunting, or bow hunting, I guess is the correct term for it. And when they arrived at my property, the first thing they asked was, can we do some practice before we go out? Can we do this? Which I was very impressed with.
More from Mark Yorkovich, Senior and Junior, from Guide to Game on Guided Hunts in Ontario, when we return with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Welcome back to the voice of Ontario Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my chat with Mark Yorkovich, Sr. and Jr. from Guide to Game.
But you must have mixed reactions. Do you ever have, you know, kind of a hardened hunter say, hey, I know my gun's sighted in. Have you had that?
We had one client that was trying to complete his grand slam of turkeys, and he was a well-schooled client, well-heeled, and he'd been all over the world hunting, but the only turkey that he had not harvested was an Eastern Bronze. And we asked him, you know, have you got big turkeys? He asked us the question. I said, yeah, we've got them, you know, and, you know, it takes some work, but they're out there. We know where they are. And I said, if you're going to hunt with us, what weekend can you come and pattern your gun? Mm-hmm. Well, why would I want to do that? That was his response. He wasn't offended in that sense, but you could tell he was surprised.
Yeah.
And he came out and he did, I wouldn't say he had his nose in the air, but he was really expecting to school us on his shotgun shooting ability. And we put that turkey target up at 30 yards, and there wasn't three pellets in the target zone. And I took a good look at his shotgun, and, you know, in my other hat, I do work with shotguns and retail and stuff. And I said, your gun's full plastic. I said, it won't throw a good pattern. And he didn't have a clue what I was talking about. So Mark went in, got the cleaning materials and the boar snake, and we basically gave him a cleaning demonstration. The plastic that came out the end of that barrel was like cellophane. And his next shot, the pattern was incredible.
Okay.
And you could just see his eyes go big, and it was something that he had never thought of. And I could see the dollar signs in his eyes from those previous hunts that he'd spent thousands of dollars on and missed birds.
Uh-huh.
Because he told us the story. Yes. Blamed it on the guide, but it was clearly not the guide's fault.
Right.
It got even better with his son's gun, and you figured that one out.
Yeah, his choke was just not made to spec. It was shooting high and left, high and left.
Oh, wow.
We tried the snake trick to clear the plastic, and it improved a little bit, but it was still high and left. Replaced the choke, problem solved. But, I mean, if we'd sat either of those guys, we took them out guiding. They both shot birds.
Right.
And they were both super satisfied with the experience afterwards. That was just the icing on the cake. But, I mean, arguably, as teaching guides, they got their money's worth just from that shooting clinic.
Yeah.
You know, because that's gonna be a thing they're always going to remember. Most consumers don't read the fine print. They buy a cleaning product because it's what they've seen on the shelf at the hunt camp, or it's what they've seen somebody use, and they don't read that fine print to see that it cleans plastic. All Absolutely. Those shotgun wads are plastic, you know?
And with modern-day ammunition, more important so, and if you're shooting those Sabot slugs, I'm telling you right now, and I don't have to tell you guys, the listeners probably already know too, mm-hmm. get the right cleaning materials that you need to clean that. So in Canadian firearm safety and in hunter education, there's something that we can demonstrate, we can have them do it in class. One thing, you know, obviously there's no live firing, so that's something that somebody develops their skills on, which you're helpful with because you actually help them sight in their gun. Mm-hmm. What about cleaning the animal?
That's a good one. Yeah,
really good one.
And oftentimes our clients don't want to, they're afraid to, because they don't know. We show them a really good video. We've got a couple of videos that we've made ourselves over the years, gutting videos. You know, that's sadly lacking. That's a hard video to get a hold of.
It really is.
And we've got a couple of them that we use, but even still, they see it in real time, and I explain it to them in the classroom and all that stuff. But to see it is something incredible. We actually had Kylan goes back to hunter education. I was teaching a class. One of our interns was hunting on the property on the last Sunday of the shotgun. I shot a deer.
Okay.
Dragged it up into the backyard. Mm-hmm. And I gave the students the opportunity. I said, now this isn't really part of the class, but I said, I'm going to show you a gutting video. later and yep. explain to you how to clean an animal, or you can we can just all go outside and watch it in real time right now.
Nice.
Everybody put their hand up.
Wow, how often do you get that opportunity?
Well, 10 years of teaching, that's only ever happened once.
We waited 10 years, but we would joke about it because we always work
yeah.
a course right before the deer hunt opens. It's like, wouldn't it be great if? And then sure enough, finally.
Perfect.
Yeah, we won the lottery that day, and all 20 students in the class
nice.
Wanted to get out there and see it in
and
real
for
time.
People who hire you for guiding, I mean, this is an awesome opportunity because if they do, in fact, are lucky enough to harvest an animal, this really empowers somebody if they actually have the ability to do this. You know, I've often related it to when I have a problem with my computer and the tech guy comes over and just kind of taps the keyboard and goes, oh, just do this and it'll be fine. I need to do it myself.
Exactly.
I'm tactile. I need
hands-on learner.
Yeah.
Our very first client, when we first put it up that we were going to do this teaching guide thing, he wanted to come out. We set him up for success. He shot a really nice doe on the first shift that we took him out. And I remember you asked him, you're like, okay, would you like us to do it and you assist, or would you like to field dress and we'll talk you through it? He said, well, you know, I'd really like to do it myself. I've been watching the videos, listening to what you guys said. I'd like to have a stab at it.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun. And so we stood there and supervised him, and he did a brilliant job.
Nice.
And we always talk in the program, in the hunter education program, about honoring the animal. And he did a really interesting thing. He cut a little sliver of the heart off and said a prayer. That was his thing, right? You know.
And you know, this is about guiding, but it's interesting you say that because I was telling you off the air about a new hunter I took out that shot his first bear. And when we tracked the bear and we found the bear, he sat down, his firearm was all unloaded and everything, and he sat down on a stump beside the bear, and he looked at me and he said, can we just be quiet for a few minutes? And I just smiled and thought, wow, you know, you don't have to teach people this type of thing, do you?
No, it's really cool as a guide to watch it happen. I've said this to him many times. I would much rather watch somebody enjoy it than do it myself now.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
me too. So that's part of the guiding. Now, one thing we need to know is how do people get in touch with you for hunter education, Canadian firearm safety, international bow training. So if they want to go outside of the province for bow hunting, or if they want to maybe book a guiding trip, how do they get in touch?
So just visit the website at www.guidetogame.com. Everything's on there. All the information you need is on there. There's some really interesting blog posts as well. But our calendar is right on the homepage, and you can see the events that we run and when we run them.
Nice.
Yeah, throughout the year. And all our contact information is on there. I answer the phones exclusively as well. So 705-768-6550 if you want to talk to one of us directly.
Yeah.
I have a real cool hat for you, Ray,
nice.
For inviting us out here today.
I like that.
Guide to Game hat.
That's a nice logo, too. I really like that.
That's okay, and cool. It's good advertising.
Well, so remember that Guide to Game, and if you just want to go out turkey hunting, you want to go deer hunting, or if you're a new hunter that just, or you want to be a new hunter, you want to learn more about it, these guys are top-notch. Give them a call, get in touch with them, and thanks for coming out.
Thank you so much, Randy.
We'll be right back with a troubled walleye fishery in Lake Scugog after these important words.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you can save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You know, in Ojibwe, Scugog means marshy waters. A lake that was constructed in 1834 to power a grist mill. From 1920 to 1940, Lake Scugog was stocked with walleye, and it soon became a favorite fishery for many an angler. The MNRF has been monitoring a notable decline in walleye populations on the lake for some time now and have decided to take action.
One lake I've got a lot of experience fishing is Lake Scugog. Probably started fishing there in the mid-1970s and haven't fished there a lot lately just because it's not in my geographic area anymore. But one thing I had noticed is especially throughout the 80s, the walleye fishery was phenomenal. Over time, it got kind of worse and worse and worse and worse, and the water cleared up, and it seemed like the entire population of walleyes were out in the middle of the lake off of Caesarea. There was no more, you know, fish down in the swamp anymore, and I don't know if that was the major cause of the decline or why the fish moved like that, but joining me here today to give us possibly some answers is Tom Brook. He's a fisheries biologist with the Federation of Anglers and Hunters. So welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio, Tom.
Thanks very much for having me, Randy.
Okay, so maybe you can clarify some of this for us in a science-based way instead of my observations just as an angler, but what is the issue with the walleye population in Lake Scugog right now?
Well, they've been noticing declines since 2000. The Kawartha Lakes Fisheries Assessment Unit has been noticing that the population's been shifting towards, primarily earlier, it was like in the 70s, 80s, the population was dominated by younger fish. And then they started noticing that, those younger fish weren't necessarily replacing themselves, and the population was kind of shifting towards older fish. They're shifting into what we currently have as the slot limit. After that, the population continued to shift older and older with very, very little younger fish or fewer younger fish coming in kind of behind them. So they were noticing basically a long-term stock recruitment failure. So the reasons for that, there's all kinds of ideas behind what the reasons could be.
Would fishing pressure be one of them possibly?
Fishing pressure is definitely one piece of the puzzle. But with a situation like that, usually there's a lot of moving parts. You know, the ecology of a lake system is very complicated. And just looking at fishing pressure is probably keeping it a little bit too simple.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a lot of things that have happened since that time. We've had zebra mussels.
As you mentioned, yeah, zebra mussels clearing up the water. So as most people know, walleye are kind of, they've adapted to feed in kind of stained water, murky water. When you increase the water clarity,
yeah,
you take away their adaptive advantage to compete with other fish.
Yeah, and I've as an angler, I obviously have noticed, you know, that the more tannic or cloudy water is obviously better water to fish for them, and zebra mussels have an effect on it where they do clear that up. Now, there's other, besides zebra mussels, and we won't blame them all on zebra mussels and walleye anglers, but what about the crappies? There's lots of, you know what? I'll tell you what, Tom, growing up, there was no crappies anywhere. In Lake Simcoe, we never caught a crappie, never caught crappies in the Kawarthas. They've obviously taken off. In Lake Scugog, just full of them. Something that competes with walleyes?
Yeah, yeah. It's probable that they do. There's not a lot of evidence right now to show for sure that they feed on juveniles, black crappie that is, but they definitely compete for resources with the juvenile walleye. There's also a pretty large population of bluegill too that have moved into the lake. So before there were sunfish, there were pumpkin seeds, but now there's those types of fish are called centrarchids. Those types of kind of near shore complex environment fish are, you know, they've grown hugely in populations and in diversity. Also, you know, warmer water temperatures on average, those types of fish do better than walleye do because walleye are cool water fish.
Okay. Now, another thing that I've noticed and as an angler is back in the 70s and 80s fishing on Lake Scugog, there was a lot of cottages. Nice little, you know, the little kind of white-sided cottage with the weekend family up there, you know, having barbecues and that sort of thing. And since that time now, and don't take this as a negative, but just an observation, those little cottages are huge homes now with landscaped backyards. The marshy lily pads and weeds are gone. There's tons and tons of sand poured along the shorelines now where, you know, so that there'd be good swimming for the people in the houses. And the shoreline habitat, I've noticed as an angler, is diminishing at a great amount of speed. Is this something that would affect walleyes as well?
Absolutely, yeah. You have things like, well, if you have a grassy lawn that runs right down to the waterfront, and then you go and fertilize the lawn, and then it rains immediately after or soon after, a lot of that fertilizer might run into the lake, and it you know, promotes eutrophication, they call it. So it's kind of ups the nutrients to a, like the nutrients in the water to an unnatural level, and it promotes usually algae growth.
Yeah, you get that high phosphorus level, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then what happens there is in the fall, winter, all of that algae, it's growing and it's producing oxygen, et cetera, but then it dies off and it starts to rot. And as it rots and decomposes, it consumes oxygen. Right. So under the ice, it creates, they call it anoxia because it's eating up all the oxygen.
Yeah.
There's that, and it's funny kind of comparing that to this water clarity idea, because usually that promotes not necessarily cloudier water, but it makes things murky because
yeah.
There's so much plant growth.
Yeah.
But all of this is just kind of illustrating that the lake has been in change. It's been in flux for 20 something years now.
Absolutely.
And the walleye don't appear to be coming out on top.
We'll be right back with Tom Brook and the state of Lake Scugog walleye after these messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
You're listening to Tom Brook, fisheries biologist with the OFAH, and his talk on the Lake Scugog walleye fishery.
No, they're definitely, and I mean, it's quite obvious when... On opening day walleye, you could go to the causeway at on Port Perry there and cast a floating rappella out and catch your limit in a mere half an hour. And now I think you could cast a floating rappella there for a couple of years before you maybe catch a fish. It's really seen that much of a change. Yeah. But here's the good news. So we have all kinds of contributing factors that have led to a population decline of walleyes in not only Lake Scugog, but the Kawarthas. And we've noticed that in a lot of the other lakes, too. There is currently a proposal on the Environmental Bill of Rights, the EBR, Environmental Registry, regarding the walleye fishing season. What is the MNRF proposing? Is this specific Scugog only? Is it there are other lakes? And what is it that they're proposing?
This is Scugog specific. Okay. So this is open for public comment right now. So we would absolutely welcome people to go on to the Environmental Registry, the EBR, and write a comment to the Ministry of Natural Resources. They have all the contact information there. What they're proposing is two fisheries closures. So they're considering a winter closure, so just a closure of the ice fishing season, the current walleye ice fishing season. And they're considering a long-term moratorium on walleye. So a couple points about these things. They're just for the walleye. So the lake would be open for fishing for the other species that you can currently fish for. The thing to remember when you're talking about this is that these regulations changes if they do become an actual thing. They last a really long time.
Once they change one way, then it's hard to change
it back. It's really difficult to change them back. And a lot of the feedback I've personally been hearing is, you know, well, why don't we just shut the fishery down for a few years and bring it back? And that's just not a reality with the way these things work. It would more likely be a 10 to 20 year closure. So myself, you know, I'm going to be a fairly old guy by the time.
Tom, I might not be around that long.
it's a lot of people are really dedicated to the resource. They want to see this fishery come back. And they want to do whatever they have to do to see it come back. But it needs to be remembered that, you know, once it's closed, it's likely going to stay closed for an extremely long period of time.
Right.
The reason for that is it's going to take probably 5 years to even see an effect. Even if the effect was immediate, it would probably take 5 years to start seeing that kind of any kind of return in the population. Another issue is that people are looking. The MNRF is out there, and they are doing field work and assessments. But, you know, it takes a while to collect all these samples. It takes a while to process these, and it takes somebody to understand them. So somebody has to be actively looking at this and pursuing this as a file.
Right. I see what you mean. And, yeah, one small or one major solution for a plethora of different causes and effects, like habitat degradation, invasive species, water quality. The list goes on and on. And just to kind of pin it on angling alone almost seems, well, it doesn't seem pointless. I mean, would there still be a recovery, like you say, but, you know, everything kind of remains the same. There's still not the, we still haven't done anything about habitat. We still haven't done anything about, you know, everything else. It's kind of out of balance. So if there's no closure of the fishery, what is the alternative?
Well, the alternatives could be, as you mentioned, you know, habitat assessment, habitat rehabilitation, if it's possible. So nobody really, like, well, at least within the MNRF, there's not a lot of knowledge of what the current spawning habitat's like in the lake. So that's one of the unknowns.
It'd be a good idea to know that, wouldn't it?
It'd be really good to know that. That and again, with the black crappie, there's not a lot of evidence directly showing. It's probable. It's really likely that they do feed on juvenile walleye. It must be true that they compete for resources.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know to what extent. The MNRF doesn't understand how the system's actually operating.
Right.
So these changes have come in, but we don't know what all of the effects are. So as you said, to pin it strictly on anglers, it's not going to have the fullest possible effect. If you want to see the fishery actually recover, you need to deal with the actual issue, which is the recruitment failure. And if you're dealing with just the anglers, you're dealing with people taking large-bodied fish out of the system, which is why we have a slot limit. So there might be issues with the slot limit, with what the minimum sizes are, that type of thing. But or there might be issues with the seasonality of the fishery.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, that's not the only focus. The focus is the fact that either the fish aren't successfully reproducing, or those juvenile fish aren't surviving to a point where they can reproduce.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So two different types of solutions. One kind of a multi-pronged, where we look at spawning, we look at the whole ecology of the lake, and another one where we kind of close it down. Both have benefits. One's maybe more effective in repairing the problem. The other one's maybe more of a quick fix. And for all of our listeners, that's Tom. That's at Environmental Registry. And where can they go and make comments on this?
If you were to Google the Environmental Registry,
okay.
Or
EBR, I think it is.
Yeah, the EBR. Yeah. So you could just type in SCUGOG in the search, and it would probably be the first one that comes up.
So make sure you go on there, and it's, you know, it's not only if you're not a SCUGOG angler, but just an angler who cares about this type of thing. You know, if you've got something to say, say it, because it's important that we let the ministry know what's on our mind. And Tom, thanks for keeping on top of these things and helping the Federation move in the correct direction to repair some of these ecology inefficiencies.
Don't forget to voice your opinion on the Lake SCUGOG walleye fishery. Go to www.ebr.gov.on.ca or simply Google Environmental Registry Lake SCUGOG.
I have game cam photos of bears in excess of 500 pounds. Giant deer with 14-point non-typical racks, and seen a moose at Ron's Taxidermy with a massive rack that to this day I find just unbelievable. Opportunities to harvest a giant come once in a lifetime for some, or not for most of us. Until next time, I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.